This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
A pseudo insult back in the
your
day.
Your mother.
When I was like, your mom. It was like just something you said to a kid if he was being stupid or said something that was dumb. Or like, your mom. You know.
Your mama's so ugly, her portraits hang themselves.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
603-283-6160. It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. I was told earlier today that it's Mother's Day. I haven't actually verified that by looking at a calendar or anything. I just took somebody's word for it. All of my moms are dead. And so, like, I have no reason to celebrate.
Aww.
Well, I mean, I have plenty of reason to celebrate. Just, you know, I got no one to call. It's pretty sweet. Like, oh, wow, a holiday. I don't have to do anything on. I got no responsibilities at all on this day.
Nice.
Right. So, yeah, it's pretty sweet.
It's like being on Yom Kippur.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you know you're old when you don't, you know, when you've had roughly seven sets of parents and you have nothing to do on Mother's Day, you're old, right? You've crossed a threshold of life, you know, when that is the case. So,
you should have fathered a child somewhere along the way so you could call an ex.
Well, I mean, it's entirely possible that there's a little kick-ass running around, or probably a large kick-ass at this point, because I did the math and I figured out that, like, if that were to have happened, that particular human being would be 18 by now.
Okay,
so not your problem.
So, I mean, like, it's possible somebody's going to show up on my doorstep someday and be like, Dad, right? You know, like they do. But I'm going to be at least legally no longer responsible for anything at all, child support or any of, you know, those types of things.
Also, be careful if you do that, because there was an article, I think I read it last week or the week before, some girl found her dad, you know, her long-lost biological father.
Yeah.
And he raped her.
Oh!
Gee, thanks, Dad.
You're right. Not all fathers are worth finding.
Wow.
Just putting that out there.
That's extreme.
It's an echo.
Quite the plot twist.
It's a little dark, man, even for Sunday Night Free Talk Live.
That's why I didn't bring it to show prep, but I came across it.
What were we talking about before?
We were almost to the number two story.
Oh, but we had something else.
And two plots.
It won't be long, yeah.
Before the song part.
Really?
That's right. For those of you who just tuned in, the chorus goes,
cause he's loving, always stretching, always squeezing your mother.
The vocals.
It's like someone recorded karaoke and pressed an album.
That's exactly like, yeah. That's the vibe. Like when we were doing the session, it was me and a little multi-track recorder with one microphone in my friend Jeff's living room. The music was already done. And so we were just drinking whiskey and, you know, having fun, right?
There's an idea for your new SoundCloud channel if you're listening. Just record yourself doing karaoke and post it. Mm-hmm.
At any rate, it's Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. You can find a link to the Kick-Ass Parody Project over at CaptainKickass.com. Just scroll down, you'll see it.
The Kick-Ass Karaoke Project.
It's parodies.
No, I know.
Parodies.
No, I'm talking about the new one. If you just recorded yourself doing karaoke.
There's too many K's in Kick-Ass Karaoke.
Three of them.
Yeah. I like it.
No, I don't. It's too many. There's just something about having three K's in a row that I just don't like. Not sure what that is or why that is, but there's just something about it that just seems like I shouldn't do it.
Yeah. All right. I can get down with that.
Yeah. We were talking about... Oh, we were going to talk about our number two story. But before we do that, let's go to the phones. We've got Major Payne, Bata,
the number two caller.
But thanks for putting me on just before the third conference. But I do have
I do have
a toilet paper joke, so I guess you put me in the right time slot here.
Are you squeezing the Charmin?
This goes back to the Navy, actually the Submarine Corps. Right? Everything has to be tightly rationed or, in order
wait,
to...
Wait, wait, wait. There's a Marine Corps, and then there's a Submarine Corps?
No, the Marine Corps is part of the Navy.
Makes
but
sense.
I'm talking about the Submarine Corps. No, there's not a separate Submarine Corps. It's a subset of the Navy. But anyway, okay. On the submarines, you're actually supposedly issued one square of toilet paper. Now, you have to be very careful in its use. You fold it in half once, and then you fold it in half again, so you've quartered it, right?
Okay.
Now, you tear out a very small portion of what would be the dead center of the piece.
Oh, I've seen a video of a Marine doing this. It's
weird. You've got to save that piece. You got to save that piece because that's very important.
Okay.
Now, what you do is stick your finger through the hole in the tissue you've just made, and that gives you a centering device for old Bungholio there. And the very small fragment that you've just saved, you're going to need to clean your fingernail.
Oh, what?
Danger.
There's a YouTube video of a Marine actually
here.
You guys were putting your hanging for poop.
Yeah, but come on. That's sweet. Yeah. All right. So what were you actually calling about?
All right. So on the toilet paper thing, if you got to take a saw to cut the roll in half, I don't think it needed to be perforated in the first place.
Oh, that's a new band name, Perforator.
Well,
there you go.
I don't know if you need to saw it in half if it's already perforated, right? You just start the tear in the middle and start unrolling one half, right? And then it'll perforate and then have the second roll up when you're done.
You could definitely take a roll of paper towel that was quartered, right?
Sure.
A perforated quartered, and you could probably, put it up against a sharp edge, a countertop or something, and, attempt to break it in half along the perforation line.
No, I'm saying you don't even need to do that.
I'm saying that it's just easier to put it across a bandsaw. Right?
Is that easier?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think you need to do either of those things. Just start unrolling it.
Just rip it in half.
Don't even rip it in half. Just start unrolling it, right? Just one side.
I'm just saying you cut the paper towel roll in half so that now you have a toilet paper roll sized so that it, because if you run out of toilet paper, now you have something that'll fit on the roll.
What kind of a guy are you?
Paper towel does not fit on a toilet paper roll.
Toilet paper. Be a man.
Paper towel does not fit on the toilet paper roll.
Ricky, go home and invent a 1 foot toilet paper dispenser. If you can put the whole bounty roll on.
You mean Richie?
Yeah. It's called a paper towel dispenser.
Exactly.
Yeah, just put it in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
As far as busting the roll in half, if you was to hit it on the edge of a counter, it would not snap properly. The tube would crush. So what you'd have to do is take two pieces of dowel rod and slide them in approximately halfway and then get it to snap.
Wow.
That might work.
This show is
engineering stuff that doesn't need to be engineered.
This show is just not interesting today.
Well, last night's show was pretty rickety, and you guys wouldn't even answer my call. You hung up on me on Free Talk Live.
No.
I accidentally hung up on you on Beard Talk Live, and then you never called back.
Jerk.
Oh, well, you fat-fingered me? I did not know that.
Yeah.
It's got other options.
I called in twice, and Ian wouldn't pick up on me. The last time I hung up, it was 10 minutes of the show. I figured he was going to put on...
No, you were on hold for a bit for Beard Talk Live, and I was trying to hurry up whoever the hell it was that was calling, and... so I could get to your call, and then as I was doing that, I looked over and you were gone, and I was like, "Oh, I just hit the wrong button."
Mm-hmm.
And then you didn't call back, so that's my bad.
Yeah, all right, I forgive you for not dumping me intentionally.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thanks for the call, Major. We appreciate
this
you.
This one's on purpose.
This one's on purpose. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Mentioned that how communal or societal beings that people are, you know, that we're very, that's the nature of our makeup is very, we're very social.
Yeah, and so why even have dividers in the bathroom?
I don't know. I just want, I just like the single stall bathrooms the most.
Poop like the Romans.
Just I don't know about.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the San Franciscans?
It's a group experience, you know, like the bathhouses.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know about that, but I think that that's why I support the network marketing. That's what the model that I like about it. I think that's why it works. Is that, see, when you get signed up, you belong to like a community. Somebody that you make contact with enrolls you, and then once you get signed up, you have a whole community and people that support you, and you have people that above you that instruct you and help you, so.
Yeah, multi-level marketing.
How are you a communist and like the hierarchy of multi-level marketing?
Yeah, they're contradictions in terms, but Sarah's not the most consistently philosophical person on planet Earth.
Got it.
It might be multi-level, but I think it's an honest company. I really like the organizational structures, that fact that you belong to a community and they support you.
Yeah, but don't you think you guys should all be making the same exact amount of money? Like, don't you think it's not fair that the people above you are making more money than you?
Redistribute it down.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about it is that they have been involved in it longer. The longer you stay in it, the more that you have invested into it.
That doesn't sound very communist of you.
Well, it is communal. You know, it depends on how...
But they're making more money than you, so that doesn't sound like the fairness and equality.
Shouldn't the people making more money at the multi-level marketing company redistribute all their wealth so that everybody has an equal share?
Yeah, comrades.
They kind of reward you for how much you have done. Also,
you sound like a capitalist, Sarah.
She does have that tinge when she talks about her network marketing.
Yeah, that sounds like capitalism to me.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's still community. It, you know, they take you on. You know, if you belong to their group, I mean, you have your interests, but you get percentages coming up to you. But they're concerned that you're very happy, that you're satisfied, that you know how to learn the product. Right.
Would they be as concerned if you weren't productive?
Well, here's the thing. If you're just a customer, they have 30. If you're just a customer, they have 30 spots. They can't put customers under you, just being a customer for maybe 5-10 years.
No, I'm not talking about a customer. I'm just talking about an unproductive supplier. Like, if you were bad at network marketing and couldn't generate your own customers.
With my company, you're only required to be just a customer. That's the only requirement that they have. Only 20% market. So they don't want people run away from you. What people do is they avoid you.
In that case, I've got the same community market basket.
Sarah, thanks for calling. We appreciate you.
I love market basket.
Next time, try and be more interesting. Let's move on to, the phones have lit up, so let's move on to an unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live. What's your name, please?
Hey, yeah, this is Larry. I called a couple nights ago to tell Ian and the cast I was going to the greatgreat.org or the Georgia, Libertarian Party of Georgia State Convention.
Hey, Larry.
And he was wanting me to call back.
Okay. Ian's not on the program tonight, but you're welcome to give us the lowdown, tell us the details, what you experienced, how you thought it went.
As long as it's interesting.
Okay,
it's not
just the business meeting. This was a 3-day event. Jared Bell is now the chair. Zach, I forget his last name, but he's the vice chair.
Mm-hmm.
I did meet Free Talk Live contributor Reed Coverdale.
Okay, he's a former host, or is he still on? I don't even know.
I don't know.
He's been on this show before.
Natural Capitalist Podcast.
Yep.
Shane Hazel was there, the director of the documentary, Divide and Dominate. It was a documentary upon Shane's run for governor. The state of Georgia.
All right. Let me ask you this, Larry. Did as a result of this libertarian conference that you went to, did people become more free at the end of it?
No, but they did note the benchmarks that they did do, or the hurdles they have moved.
Okay.
We have moved some hurdles in the state, so they put that out there.
How many objections were there for violation of Robert's Rules of Order?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't go to the business meeting.
Oh, okay.
I went to the event where there were speakers, walked around, talked to people, mingled, and all that.
Oh, all right.
Got a little DJ.
Larry, your phone is being horrible. Maybe try call back tomorrow night, and I think Ian will be on, and you can finish your conversation with him. We appreciate the call. Let's move right along. We have unscreened caller. What's your name, please?
Hey, it's Minor Ake from the Union State of Pennsylvania.
Hey, Minor Ake. What's on your mind?
I just want to thank you guys for introducing me to the middle perforation up the paper towels.
You're welcome.
You are unfamiliar with the
it's our pleasure.
The center perforation.
As was I.
I did not know about the center perforation. It's a wonderful idea because for a long time I've been using half sheets of paper towels as man ponds in the summertime to prevent chafing.
Man ponds.
And a lot of times I will lose that second half, and it just becomes a waste of paper.
Ah, so if you have the center perforation on the... Oh, that makes sense. I got you.
I just use cornstarch.
Okay.
Well, how do you wedge cornstarch in between your butt cheeks?
With your hand.
Minor Egg, thank you for the call.
Just sprinkle it, man.
603-283-6160. Moving right along, we've got Jerome in South Carolina. Jerome, here on Free Talk Live.
No, hey, no, this is
Trump train.
This is Mandingo Strip Club Boy. I heard you last week. Wasn't that you? So you've been to a few strip clubs?
I have been to strip clubs. Yes, it's true.
Oh, tricky now.
I mean, I like beer, and I like women's breasts. And so if I can get them both in the same location for the same price, why not?
The same price?
Because usually if you're drinking, you can get free cover.
Yeah. It's all about the prostitution. When they say it's not about the prostitution, it's all about the prostitution, huh?
Who says it's not about the prostitution?
Well,
what are you talking about even, Jerome? You don't make any sense, man. You make less sense than our last three callers.
No, that's
I don't know if that's true.
I make more sense than Trump. I saw him on
you don't make dollars.
Biden makes more sense than Trump, and it's hard for me to say that.
I don't know if that's true either. Yeah.
Why? Just because when they asked him about Ukraine, he said, I just want people to stop dying.
Well, seemed like a reasonable answer.
If you
Trump.
Stop killing them.
I mean, yeah.
Huh?
He's like, you want Russia to win, or do you want the U.S. to win? He's like, I just want people to stop dying.
That's my answer. Which
seemed reasonable to me.
Yeah. You know, I read an interesting article about
it. Wait, hang on, Jerome, because you mentioned prostitution, and I just have to say that as a freedom-oriented individual, prostitution should be legal.
Absolutely.
Except for Hunter Biden.
Hey, do you have a daughter?
I do not. But I've had many.
Good, because you'd be a lousy father for saying that, because
what?
You wouldn't want your daughter to be doing
how,
something
how would
like
that?
No. Just because he's okay with prostitutes not being arrested doesn't mean that
I'd be
anything.
A lousy father.
Yeah.
I would totally pimp my daughter out.
I wouldn't want my daughter to go near anything. Didn't you hear Chris Rock say he's just trying to keep him off the pole? What do you think that means? You don't want your daughters and sons now, too, because... Hey, everything goes now. You don't want them involved in those.
I mean, I just don't get how you're drawing like a direct correlation between those two things. Because I, for one, think prostitution should be legal.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make me a prostitute,
right?
You know, it's just me. Like I would say it's okay, right?
Hey, Jerome, try not talking over people. Maybe you'll get further in life.
Much further does it need to go?
I'm doing
okay. Yeah,
you're okay with where you're at. Okay.
I just wanted to say how proud I was of New Hampshire during that CNN town hall, showing their mental acuity by cheering for that guy, okay?
I did not watch the CNN town hall, so I have no clue what you're talking
about. Cheering for what guy?
Oh, you missed out. I didn't watch the whole thing, but the highlights are wonderful.
Did I say that? Did I say that?
You did.
Did I say anything about his skin color? Or you think that's why I just like him, huh?
No.
I heard that, you know what, I read an article saying that he may be...
Who are you even talking about, Gerald?
I'm racist against people who are
Donald orange. Trump. Donald Trump. I heard that he may be suffering from some early form of dementia.
Yeah, the only people suffering from dementia are the people who pay attention to him and the people who watch the CNN town hall.
And Joe Biden.
Well, hey, the Republicans paying attention to him because of all the people they got running, he gets the highest approval.
Well, guess what, right? Jerome? I'm not a Republican. This is not a Republican show.
Why did CNN? Why did your network of CNN platform that?
Let me ask you this. If you have a
answer Richie Rich's question first, Jerome.
Yeah.
Answer Richie Rich's question, Jerome.
Why did CNN? Why did CNN platform that town hall? Why would the most liberal cable news network platform Donald Trump just to get walked all over for an hour and a half or however long that thing was?
Hey, they thought they were being smart and trying to, you know, play straight down the middle. Well, that was a disaster.
And you got outsmarted by, like, one of the dumbest politicians on the planet.
I know he's dumb, but I'm not...
You got outsmarted by him.
You outsmarted CNN.
I don't run CNN. I can't tell them what program to put on. That's their call.
But you watch
they
it.
They want to make themselves look like fools. No, I just watch snippets of the town hall.
Oh, so you watch Fox News then?
Not since Tucker got booted off.
That's not Fox News. That's 780 or whatever $780 million. That's who they are.
Are you a Tucker fan?
Oh, yeah, right. I'm a Tucker fan. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you heard it here first. Jerome is a Tucker fan. He just said it.
It was a question.
I'm a Tucker fan.
Why doesn't he just wear a pointy hat and a white sheet, you know, so he can stop, you know, pretending to be something, you know.
Maybe because he's not racist?
He's not a Democrat.
I've never heard him say racist.
He's not a Democrat.
Well, you haven't been listening very close, then.
Why did I listen to politicians,
exactly.
Jerome?
Yeah, I haven't.
You haven't been paying attention at all to this show. You call all the time. You pay zero attention to this show. We don't like politicians. We don't care what flavor, what their brand is, if they're Democrat, Republican, conservative, or liberal. Politicians are evil. The system itself is evil. It is the greatest purveyor. No, no, you listen to me for a minute. The government and politicians create and commit the most evil of any organization or people on planet Earth. Okay, go ahead.
In the next election, I want you to tell me who you're going to vote for. Okay?
Nobody.
Nobody.
That's the point.
Again,
that's
you don't
the point.
Pay attention, Jerome. Oh, my God. My God.
Very un-American, actually.
We're the best Americans because we know what actual freedom is, and it doesn't come from politicians. Thanks for the call, Jerome. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join us and comment on, well, anything, really. If you don't like what we're talking about, bring up something else. Just be interesting, please. It's Free Talk Live, Sunday Night Edition. More coming up.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do when it comes to radio advertising. We are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the U.S. Border Patrol has experienced a 50% drop in encounters since Title 42 ended Thursday at midnight.
We've been planning for this transition for months and months, and we've been executing on our plan, and we will continue to do so.
Warmer than normal temperatures are hitting the U.S. and Canada.
A rare spring heat wave is cooking the Pacific Northwest today. Temperatures are expected in the 90s in both Seattle and Portland. A high-pressure system is raising temperatures 25 degrees above normal for the region, stretching from Northern California to British Columbia. That heat wave will push into Western Canada on Monday. I'm John Schaefer.
Guardians of the Galaxy continues to dominate North America's box offices. Latest edition of the space-traveling comedy-adventure franchise earned $60.5 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Mother,
your mom.
There's all sorts of your mom jokes too, right?
Yo, mama's so fat, if she buys a fur coat, a whole species will become extinct.
What was the one you had earlier?
Your mama's so ugly, when she looked into the mirror, the reflection ducked.
603-283-6160. At least these jokes are interesting.
Ooh.
It is Free Talk Live.
Putting the callers on blast.
603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us in the studio tonight. It's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We still have yet to get to our number two story, but first let's go to the phones. We've got Gigi calling from South Carolina. Gigi.
Lead with your best Yo Mama joke.
You guys are a riot. I love the crew on Sunday night on this program.
You're just
your
saying
jokes
that the
are so adorable.
We love you, Gigi.
Listen, I have a little civics lesson for everybody listening to this wonderful program.
All right, crack that whip,
Gigi. Pardon me?
Crack the whip.
Yes, sir. Ooh. How did you know I was into that?
wild stab in the dark.
That I don't do. I don't take a stab at nobody. I ain't going to do time nowhere for nobody. Just a little humor there. Anyways, getting back to the program, a little civics lesson. One of the enumerated powers, meaning obligations, duties, responsibilities accorded to legislative powers, the Congress, It clearly states in the Constitution, Congress is responsible for immigration. I am so sick to death of politicians, whether, like you guys said, liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, independent, or anything in between.
I want to clarify something.
Chronically.
Before you go
complaining
on.
Complaining chronically about this party and that party.
Gigi.
And
before you go on.
Richie Rich has something to say to you.
I want someone to double check the Constitution, because it is my understanding that immigration is not part of the constitutional powers.
It is. It says naturalization. Immigration, it's in Article 2. It is a legislative power, and it is known as one of the enumerated powers.
And
it is the responsibility of the federal government, Congress. So for every politician representing every perspective and every political party, do your job.
The question is what is their job really? There's the job that folks have been taught in school what their job might be, but then there's the actual job when they get there, which is seems to me to be just, you know, sort of glad-handing, shaking hands, meeting people, currying favor.
Let us be real, ladies and gentlemen. Tell me the real difference between former President Trump and our current President Joseph Biden.
Yep, not much.
Isn't it interesting how they both sponsored Title 42?
They were instrumental in all of the heinous acts of governments around the country surrounding COVID-19.
That too. And on one final note, please permit me. Because you know I'm a current events junkie and a retired professor of international relations, which I'm very proud of. Please, everybody listening, watch in the next few months whatever programs you listen to, read, hear, watch, or all of the above. Kosovo, Somalia, Sudan, and Ukraine, they are going to be in the news. Americans are already there. Please believe me.
Yeah, it's true.
Like you said the other evening, we left Afghanistan and all we did was relocate.
Yeah, yeah. That seems to be the case whenever the U.S. Officially leaves some area.
Your tax dollars hard at work.
Yeah. I can't answer your question, though, Gigi. You said, somebody tell me the difference between Trump and Biden. The answer to that, of course, is they both suffer from, in the same way they have the similar mental illnesses, but they both suffer from different mental illnesses from each other.
So Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, Section 1, executive power shall be vested in the President of the United States, yada, yada, yada. Section 2, the President shall be the Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, yada, yada, yada. Section 3, he shall from time to time give Congress information on the State of the Union, yada, yada, yada.
Article 3, excuse me. My mistake, Richie.
Okay.
Richie's gone.
Please,
he's gone to the magic rectangle.
The judicial power of the United States shall be vested in the Supreme Court.
Because if I gave the wrong article, I need to be corrected on that, fact-checking. That is very important.
Article 3, Section 1, judicial power of the United States shall be vested in the Supreme Court. Section 2, judicial power shall in all cases in the law and equity arising under the Constitution.
Can you just do like a control F for, you know, naturalization? Or
no, because I don't have control F.
Okay, then look under Article 1. I'm striking out here. I ain't doing so good.
I got it. Yeah. That's why we do these
things. What about Article 1?
All legislative power shall be granted.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
Okay. I stand corrected. No, thank you, Richie, for checking that. I should have been correct originally.
It's probably our fault,
listening.
It's probably our fault, Gigi, because we've...
No,
we've repeatedly said the number two story tonight, and we've not actually gotten to the number two story.
Oh,
so when you say Article 2...
correct, and I want everybody to know, just because someone calls in, including myself, I ain't always right, and I appreciate, and we all should, somebody giving the correct information.
Hell yes.
Richie, touche.
Hey, Gigi, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate
it. Here we go. Article 1, Section 8. The Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes, yada, yada, yada. to establish a uniform rule of naturalization and uniform laws on the subject of bankruptcies throughout the United States.
Okay. So.
There's no word in there that says anything about immigration, only naturalization.
Mm-hmm.
Booyakasha.
Wow.
Carry on.
We'll come back to that. Let's continue on with Tim in Florida. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? Sarah's description of her MLM network sounded just like every single corporate retail and fast food employment orientation I've ever been to.
We're a team here. We're more than just a team.
We're family.
We're like family. Yeah. And here's our, what do they call it? Every corporation has to have one of these now. It's here's our mission statement.
Yeah.
Well, that's important.
No, it isn't. It's
well,
always,
for like business. Well,
it's always horse hockey. It's always like our mission statement is to go ahead and do business. Like their mission statements are just they're the worst thought out phrases of all time.
It's not important for first level people, but corporations should have a mission and a vision statement. That's how the executives make decisions that affect the direction of the company.
Tim?
Yeah, I kind of liked how she was kind of trying to subtly, maybe I'm wrong, but subtly link it somehow to communism, you know.
Well, and I think
that was us.
We brought it up because Sarah is a known
professed communist.
Exactly, yes. But yes. She's really not. Like, she just doesn't understand the actual, like, principles, and, like, she actually has no clue what communism
is. It's a virtue signal.
Yeah, she has absolutely no clue what communism is, so I was kind of just trying to point out, hey, that doesn't sound, you know, very communist of you. And then she's like, but community. And I'm like, community has nothing to do with communism. Those aren't...
Same root.
Yeah, but they're not the same thing. I mean, understood. You can't be like, well, we're a family. Like, that's not, no.
Yeah, that's like saying, if you're trying to say community and communism are the same thing, they're not. It would be like saying society and government are the same thing. They're not.
But communism works at like a very small level, right? Like the
with willing
family.
Participants.
Well, with the nuclear family.
Yeah, right?
That's okay. About
voluntarily. Yeah. I don't think anyone has a problem with people voluntarily acting in a communist way.
Understood.
But it's got to be the right group. It's got to be the right people in the group.
Yeah. But the problem is the people who are performing in that group, right, eventually get upset at the people who are not performing, right?
Yeah.
Like that's what happens. They get resentful because they're producing in abundance, right? And some lazy sod off to the side is not producing up to their capabilities because they're living off the production of the people who are.
Well, and like you mentioned, that's probably why it only works well in the nuclear family, because when it's your baby who's, you
you're
know,
okay,
not
take
providing.
Care of him.
Exactly. It's like, oh, I love my baby. He's right. Cute, whatever. Like, this is my child, and that's kind of the whole point. But when it's like, so, you know,
but at some
point, other scumbag.
Even that
like,
baby,
ugh.
Even that baby, right? At some point,
yeah.
He's 24 in the basement, you're like, get the F out.
Exactly. Yeah.
Tim?
You could probably even have something like on the level of a city-state, you know, that would be voluntary, you know, as long as people could leave if they wanted to leave.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key, is voluntary. So somebody, I mean, there's communes. Whatever,
city-state and even seems too big for a commune.
Yeah, I mean, but communes can work.
But it is possible voluntarily for a very large commune to exist.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
But a lot of the larger communes trap you. Right, because when it's time
to
leave,
yeah, it's like get culty.
Well, but when it's time to leave, they go like, "Well, you can leave, but everything you've produced for the commune stays."
Which kind of makes sense, though.
Well, but then you leave with nothing.
Well,
right? They have usurped all of your productive energy.
That's the communism part.
I mean,
understood.
That's what you signed up for when
you
joined.
Understood, but that's why it's hard to leave.
Yeah.
Tim,
because you leave with less than you came in with.
Tim, have you ever left a commune?
No.
Have you ever joined one?
Well, I mean, other than a family unit, I'd have to think about that. I've got a little mileage, so you know. There's a lot of holes in that Swiss cheese memory of mine.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Hey, what was Gigi saying was an enumerated power?
Immigration, and she was wrong, completely wrong.
That's You said naturalization. What?
Naturalization is in the Constitution as part of the enumerated powers.
What is naturalization?
Find a definition. It's basically.
What I'm asking you for.
Well, I'm trying to answer this question at the same time. Naturalization, per the Constitution, is generally understood to be granting citizenship of people who cross the border. Right? They naturalize you as an American. They don't prevent you from coming in. Right? You can come in. You can go all you want. Right? But if you want to be declared a United States citizen, you need to go through the naturalization process.
I found a definition from Wiki. Naturalization is the legal act or process by which a non-citizen of a country may acquire citizenship or nationality of that country.
Right. So you can be a non-naturalized immigrant, right? And Congress has no authority to do anything about that, right?
Got it.
So all those 10,000 peoples, like, invading the country, right? There's no congressional responsibility to prevent them from doing so. The only thing they can do is say, well, you guys can't be citizens. You can be non-resident aliens.
Yeah.
You can be non-naturalized, you know, aliens or residents or whatever.
Intergalactic aliens.
Doesn't matter. But they can't kick them out because they don't have the power to kick them out.
Yeah.
They don't even have the power to prevent them from coming in. Go ahead.
Well, wouldn't that actually preclude an organization who's the organization that does the deportations?
Homeland
Security. ICE?
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't it be like an unconstitutional entity in that case?
Sure.
I mean, yeah. Most are.
Interesting. I never thought about that. Yeah,
because they're preventing immigration,
and
there's no purview for it.
It lines up with what Judge Andrew Napolitano was saying on his Freedom Watch a few years back.
He's a decent libertarian.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
That's why they kicked him off of Fox.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't think I couldn't point out anything that he's gotten wrong, but I don't know if he's, you know, I don't know if he's consistent across the board, but he is a decent mainstream representation of most libertarian principles.
Anything else?
Anyway, that's all I got.
Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 if you would like to call and join us tonight on Free Talk Live. We should get to the number two story, shouldn't we?
The number two story.
It's about that time.
This is from, which one of you guys brought this one in?
Not me.
All right. So that would leave not me. It's your intro, a little giggle. This is from Zero Hedge by Tyler Durden, as they all are. FDA approves first pill containing human feces.
Thanks, I hate it.
I'm amazed that I brought this in and you're like, oh no, I know a guy who's already trying to do this and sell his poo to people.
Yeah.
So they can consume it.
Yep, this is not new. Unfortunately, I've heard of this.
Patients needing a fecal microbiota. Is that how you say that?
Microbiome?
Microbiota.
I don't know
microbiota.
What that is.
Transplant.
Sounds like a car.
Oh, yeah.
Patients needing a fecal microbiota transplant for recurrent Clostridioides.
C. diff.
It's a Mazda.
Now have Mazda the option of getting... Oh, my God. That's hilarious. people needing a fecal microbiota transplant for C. diff now have the option of getting stool in pill form.
Okay, yay! So I guess
good
maybe
news, everyone. Good news. It's a suppository. Futurama, anyway?
That's probably better than swallowing
one,
it.
Futurama, the doctor guy. He shows up.
The crab
this,
guy?
This giant, like... No, the old guy.
Oh, yeah. The professor.
The professor, thank you. He shows up with this big, giant, like, prehistoric egg-looking thing, and he's like, good news, everyone! It's a suppository!
I mean, as much as I wouldn't want a suppository, that almost seems more reasonable than swallowing the pill.
Well...
Yeah, yes, it does.
US...
I mean, because it wouldn't... Yeah, okay, whatever, continue.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration recently approved VOWST. VOWST. The first oral biologic drug for fecal microbiota.
It is oral.
That was shown in clinical trials to be as effective.
Not the way I'm using it.
As transplants given rectally. Biologic drugs are derived from blood, proteins, bacteria, and other living organisms.
I don't want to get too, like, TMI here, but C. diff
be
is
careful.
So awful.
Yeah.
That it, like, it's so bad that if you're really suffering from it, first of all, you can die. Because most of the people that get this are elderly. You get it from overuse of antibiotics.
I don't even...
What is
it?
He said I just tried to pronounce it and it was difficult. It's really difficult. Okay. That's why we call it C. diff. But okay.
I missed the pronunciation.
It's terrible. It can kill you.
Yeah, we had to pay attention.
It's basically so bad that if you're suffering from it, you will welcome a fecal transplant if that will make you well.
Okay.
Clostridioides difficile.
Difficile, yeah.
Difficile? Sorry, Kyle.
But, yeah.
So
the person I know that is trying to sell their feces on the internet.
Yeah.
I think they're doing it for different reasons. Okay. I don't think it's for, like, reasons like this. I think, essentially, what they were saying was that they're, like, so healthy and their microbiome is, like, so great and developed that eating their fecal matter...
Is she
matter,
a hot girl? Or,
So, anyways, yeah. Would it make it better if it was a chick?
I mean,
Would you be into it then?
I would just sort of more expect that with like
Instagram,
you know,
the farts in the jar,
yeah, farts
and
all that kind of stuff,
you
know that. I mean, so many girls seem to be willing to sell this kind of thing now.
I mean,
they're doing everything.
$20 is $20.
Everything, including prostitution, you know.
Yeah.
I'd be more into it as long as she used more than one square.
You can buy that too.
That's going in your Tinder profile.
Sure.
In search of woman who uses just one square.
No, more than one square.
Well, that's
she
probably
only
everyone.
Uses one square. Then no,
that's probably everyone. Though.
Okay.
Not so you're not limiting chick.
I'm not doing Navy chicks or submariners.
No one from the submarine corps.
That's what Major Payne said. Make sure they have clean fingernails.
Oh my gosh! All right, I'm going to try and read some more of this. In a traditional fecal microbiota transplant, or FMT, healthy donor stool is transferred into the colon of a patient, usually via colonoscopy or retention enema. Late last year, the FDA approved the first microbiota product for rectal administration to C. diff patients. C. diff, often contracted by taking antibiotics, is a highly contagious bacterial infection that causes severe diarrhea, abdominal pain, and fever, growth of a third eye. It's growth of the third eye, isn't it? I just made that up.
There's got to be a Yo Mama joke in there somewhere where she's...
It can also result in organ failure and even death.
She's so full of it, and it's not even hers.
Recurrent infections within 2 to 8 weeks are a problem for about 1 in 6 patients, according to U.S. CDC. Risk factors include recent hospital or nursing home stays, a weakened immune system, and previous C. diff infections.
Yeah. And it's super contagious. But you know what I don't get about
contagious?
C. diff?
How can it be contagious when it's caused by, like,
no, it is. It is very contagious. Like, if one person gets it, it goes around the whole unit. And, I'm having,
like
flashbacks.
Home?
Yeah, nursing home,
Nikki,
hospital. Yeah. Yeah, no, they have to be on. You have to gown up to go in the room, you know, full top to bottom. It is no joke.
So far, this article is far more interesting than most of everything else we've talked about tonight.
Yeah.
It's only diarrhea. Why are you in here with a hazmat suit?
Yeah, because it's not only diarrhea. Oh, my gosh. And so my point about the C. diff is...
Is it explosive diarrhea?
Yes, and it's the worst smell you will ever smell in your entire life.
I've smelled dead carcasses.
Yes,
that have
worse than
that.
Because I have too. It's worse than that. It's like you need to take toothpaste, stick it up your nose, and then put your mask on.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you will survive.
Andre the Giant once pooped on a plane.
What?
Andre the Giant once pooped on a plane.
You mean in a plane?
Sure.
I'm sure he wasn't outside on it, right?
Right on top of it.
I mean.
Well, in flight.
Although a can
apparently
of beer.
That's the worst smell.
A can of beer in that guy's hand looked like just the tiniest little thing.
Right.
Yeah. It's like a shot of beer for him. He's like, geez.
That's it?
Yeah. He could drink a lot of beer, though, because he was a massive dude.
I think he holds the record.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
At any rate, in response to the approval of the new microbiota product, Dr. Peter Marks, director of the FDA's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, said in a news release, "The availability of a fecal microbiota product that can be taken orally is a significant step forward in advancing patient care and accessibility for individuals who have experienced this disease that can be potentially life-threatening." Now, I just want to back up for a minute because it sounds like before this oral pill, that the only way for them to treat this was, well, you know, up the yahoo.
That's like last.
I don't want to get too, you know.
Last resort.
Okay. But, so, I mean, they talked about
a suppository.
They talked about, right, as a suppository. Yeah. They talked about the enema. They talked about, you know, transplanting.
Like there's,
I've heard of this where they transplant literal fecal matter from one person into another person. So.
Yeah. So there are, I think there's a different kind of antibiotic they'll use for it. So there are, like, things they can try to use that typically work sometimes, and then, like, if those measures don't work, then, like, you got to go to the fecal transplant.
Is there a way to separate the microbiome elements
I think
from
that's,
the poo? So it's not a poo transplant?
I think that's what they're trying to do with this, the new pill.
Because they're putting fecal matter in the pill.
Because either way it would have to be. But my question is, why can't, so the whole point of the fecal transplant is to put the other person's microbiome into yours so their good bacteria can fight the bad bacteria.
Right.
Why can't you just take a probiotic? You can't just take like a regular gut probiotic with, you know, billions of live cultures in it?
We lean on you for these medical questions, Nikki. If you don't know, you're not going to get an answer from us.
Yeah. No one knows.
But either that or just get the the good bacteria out of the poo without bringing the poo.
But I think that's what they're trying to do with this new pill, but either way, I mean.
Well, then just call it a probiotic, not a poo pill.
603-283-6160 is the number if you would like to join us on Free Talk Live. Hour number three is coming up.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.